to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Great. If you're a fan of this medium, you must go with regularity, daily, weekly, certainly. Anybody who wants to know about what's going on with their favorite hosts on their favorite programs, this is the place to go, a web destination, Talkers.com. Every week they put together the charts to help me understand what's going on. So for the week of April 2nd to the 6th, Michael Harrison is here to run down the top 10 stories.
There's no question. Talkers.com is the place to go with regularity. I agree. sorry about that.
If you're irregular, go to Talkers.com.
Okay. At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball season opened, and Kentucky won the NCAA final. A couple of sports stories at number 10. Number 9, the GSA scandal tied with the Texas Twisters. And number 8, California college slayings. Number 7, still very, very big story, the Trayvon Martin case. Number 6, the Syrian conflict tied with Egyptian political tensions. At number 5, Iran nukes tied with Afghanistan violence. At number 4, gas prices. Number 3, the Ryan budget. Number 2, the Supreme Court Obamacare review. Number 1, the GOP primaries. And in general, the 2012 presidential campaign. Some of the names being talked about among those stories in order: 10, Rick Pitino; 9, Martha Johnson; 8, Bashar al-Assad; 7, Timothy Geithner; number 6, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin; at 5, John Boehner; Paul Ryan at 4, Rick Santorum at 3, Mitt Romney at 2, Barack Obama at number 1. And one of the things they're talking about Rick Santorum is whether or not he should make an exit.
He's a... All right, Doug just was going to edit. There's something about Santorum that I find to be anathematic. Is that a word? Anathema? Anathematic? Anathematic.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's just, you know what? On the other side, he reminds me of Olbermann, in a sense. There's an interesting piece, by the way, we're talking about Talkers.com, an interesting piece about Keith Olbermann in the current issue of Talkers.com, in which one of the folks that writes, had been writing for you for a long time, columnist Mona Lipschitz, basically takes Olbermann apart for being the egomaniac, out-of-control nutbird that he is. And I mean, he's a very smart guy, gets a lot of, you know, what his mission is, but he thinks he's bigger than anything. How do people, you've been dealing with so-called talent for a long time. People often wonder, what's Rush Limbaugh really like to work with? Or what's Keith Olbermann really like to work with? Or are any of these people that are household words, are they nice people? Are they do they get it? Or are they just so full of themselves that nothing really touches them other than that which they think is important?
Well, what I find is some are nice and some are not nice. Some are smart and some are not smart. And isn't always in ratio to their image. In other words, some of the images people have in public life or talk show hosts where they're really good guys and they care about people, some of them are really not like that. And some of the guys that come across as harsh and nasty and mean and sharp-tongued are really quite gentle spirits in real life. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they are just like their personas. So it's hard to say, but there's no question that a person who decides to be an actor, an actress, a performer, a singer, a talk show host, in the old days a disc jockey, they're usually people that have a heightened sense of ego and egocentricity, egotism and egocentricity, mm-hmm. which isn't always a bad thing, but it definitely is something that people who have to live with them, their husbands, their wives, their children, their friends, their business associates, their employers, have to deal with. If you read, you know, the history of like show business, some of the greatest artists, some of the people that, or even in science and in politics, some of the people that have done so much for humanity were terrible to work with, or you'll read, you know, true stories, their children write stories that they were terrible fathers, terrible mothers, and yet loved by millions. So it's a fascinating thing, the profile of celebrities and performers.
Well, you just wonder, what it is that makes them good. Why is someone attracted to or an audience attracted? And, you know, I heard one of the consultants, though I will not name here, say, unless the program is conservative, it's a failure. It
well,
won't
that's
work.
Ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's typical corporate thinking, that something will be successful in the arts. And I view this all as the arts. Something will be successful in the arts, and then the corporate suits come along, and they try to figure out, what is it about that thing that made it successful? Let's duplicate it.
Yeah.
And they usually come up with the thing that's most obvious and not yes, and yet not necessarily the thing that it is. Talk radio, for example, Rush Limbaugh, conservative. Oh, well, then it must be conservative that makes it. When, in fact, there are many conservatives out there saying exactly the same things that Rush Limbaugh does who fail. Or how about when Howard Stern was the hottest thing in terrestrial radio? Dirty. Let's be dirty. That makes it. And you had all these Howard Stern wannabes that fell on their face.
Yeah. Pretty funny, actually.
It is, you know. You mentioned Olbermann before. One of the things that Mona the Lip Lipschitz points out in the column that just debuted this week on Talkers.com is that Olbermann didn't play it smart. What she says is that Olbermann should have rolled with the problems, the technical problems they had at Current TV, and say that, hey, we're just a fledgling company trying to get started. I'm here because I care about the issues, not because I want to be on some glitzy, big-time, slick, plastic cable network like the other ones, where the graphics and the lighting and the sound and everything is more important than the message. We'll get it together. But in the meantime, a tip of the hat to Al Gore and to the people that are putting this on because they care more about the message than they do about the showbiz. And I'm here and I'm going to get through this because I really want to tell America what it needs to know during this terrible time when working families are having problems. Wow! Wouldn't that have been a great way to have handled the problem instead of saying, well, I'm a $10 million chandelier working in a place that doesn't even have a house, and you know, it's all about me, me, me.
Right.
It really tips the public off to what a person's really about.
Me, me, me. That's what he's about. Me, 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 me. And the most successful people on the radio understand it's not about me, me, me. It's about you, you, you. And he doesn't get it. And so, you know, God love him. Interesting conversationalist, but he's just full of himself. And it doesn't work in this circumstance. There is room for some people who are full of themselves, but he doesn't know how to measure. Well, he takes himself too seriously. You can be full of yourself and still not take yourself so seriously.
Well, he's hurting. You know, he's a very talented guy.
That's I think he's too. Very smart guy.
Really, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
The problem is he's hurting the rest of the industry and hurting the movement by not just sucking it up and doing a good show.
Yeah.
So what if it's not slick? So what if the lights go out? So what if they have technical problems?
Have some fun with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of fun, Tom Likas debuts a program this past week that got a lot of coverage at Talkers.com, and we'll talk about why that was the case in a moment here. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, on the countdown.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Warren Wiedhahn, 1st Marine Division, 5th Marine Regiment, U.S. Marine Corps.
When we landed at Pusan, they needed replacements, so I was assigned to a mortar outfit. That morning, we were on a hillside, and you could see the enemy on the other side, the North Koreans. So we looked, and we said, uh-oh, here comes incoming. And they fired, and the round hit right between my buddy and myself. He was knocked out. I was knocked out. I found out later on he had been killed. But I was knocked out and fell flat on my back. I was taken in a jeep, an ambulance jeep, to the rear. I was patched up, and they needed replacements, so within the matter of 48 hours, I'd back up at the front again.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery, setup, and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint?
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, we continue discussing the issues, not necessarily we know what the issues are, the top 10 stories, but behind the scenes, Talkers.com gets you into the mode of thinking. How do some of the new stars develop? How are some of the old stars handling the new technology? Thus is the story of Tom Likas, who has been liked. He has been a good to great, certainly very good host. Not a great warm human being, but
a wonderful man.
Not a wonderful man, but he's an interesting man,
and I like him.
I like him a lot. I mean, he's a cur, but I enjoy his company. I like talking with him, and I like listening to him on the radio. So he starts this internet thing and melts just about every available website that he's on. That means that it's, I guess, a good launch of his show this past week, his new show, right, Michael?
Yeah, well, he got a lot of publicity, which certainly helps.
Yeah.
And, you know, he deserves it. It's an interesting story.
Yeah, it is.
But the reason that Likas is doing well so far is because Likas brings something to the Internet that you can't get on the radio, and that is Likas.
Yeah.
And Likas is a unique star and a unique talent. People that think they can just do their show on the Internet and everybody should run to them are going to have no audience because the Internet is full of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's full of a lot of wannabes and it's full of a lot of the same old, same old. But if you go on the Internet and you have a product that can't be gotten elsewhere, just like Tom Likas, people will find it and they will go there.
And they will pay for it.
Yeah, and they'll pay for it. Or they'll pay for it in a way that you can make money by creating an audience so you can sell advertising. The fact is, one way or the other, people pay for it with their time or they pay for it with money or both. But the fact of the matter is the Internet works beautifully when it provides the public with something, the public meaning segments of the public, specific people who want something they can't get elsewhere.
Yeah, it is a sign of the times. It is where a lot of this is going. Terrestrial radio will not fail, but more people want to be able to listen to something when they want to listen to it, not when they have to. What do? Either in the old days you ignored them, or in this day and age you find them on the Internet, find them on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, delayed broadcast.
Right, exactly. You can. There's a lot of that, and I think you can get a handle on it if you go to talkers.com. A lot of things going on there, and in the world of talk radio, this is the place to check things out, talkers.com. Thanks to Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of talkers.com, here on The Countdown.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FloJack, 855-4-FloJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Talk radio, talk television, all the great stuff in the new media. Here's John Scott with political analyst Chris Steyerwalt talking about the president's mentioning Mitt Romney by name as his opponent in the upcoming election.
Interesting that the president has decided to address Mr. Romney by name. The White House has clearly decided, no matter what the GOP primary might eventually say, the White House has decided this is their opponent.
Well, that's right, John. It's been a year since the president kicked off his campaign. He spent a year basically raising money and taking campaign trips to swing states to talk about his policies. And you saw a very sharp shift. It happened yesterday. The president was talking to the Associated Press gathered in Washington, and it was a bitterly partisan tone. It was hard-hitting. It was rough, and it was general election stuff, usually the kind of things that you don't hear from an incumbent until much later in the process. But they've turned to focus on Mitt Romney. And the president is getting rough early on.
Let's talk a little bit about the primary, though. Rick Santorum's still in, and he is pinning a lot of his hopes for future success on his home state of Pennsylvania. The Real Clear Politics average of the polls in that state seem to suggest that the race is tightening up a little bit. We've got Mitt Romney at... we've got Santorum at 36%. Mitt Romney at about 29%, a little bit above that. And again, things seem to be getting tighter there. Am I reading that right, Chris?
Well, that's what the polls have said. Certainly Quinnipiac University does a great job of polling Pennsylvania, and they certainly have showed the race tightening. And obviously, as Republicans coalesce behind Romney, it's going to be harder for Santorum, even in his former home state, to come out and make the case that Republicans ought to prolong this process. But, you know, there's something else at stake here for Santorum, John, and that's the fact that if and when the moment comes for him to depart this race, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to be run out, and he doesn't want to be forced out of this race by Mitt Romney, a guy who he has really run hard against. He has used very tough language and very rough on Mitt Romney. He doesn't want to get pushed out of the race by this guy. So for his own sort of political dignity, for his own future, he also needs a win in Pennsylvania.
Mike Moss and Bruce Allen with James Homan from Politico.com about how much longer he believes Santorum stays in the race.
Certainly a good night for Romney, solidifying his standing in the fight for the nomination. However, Rick Santorum remains alive to fight for his life in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there really was a turning point. The Romney folks tell us that they're no longer going to even mention Rick Santorum on the campaign trail. Unlike every other election night speech, Romney didn't even acknowledge his rivals. And what we're seeing this morning on the conservative blogs and the Wall Street Journal editorial page, the Weekly Standard editor, a lot of conservative commentators who have been very resistant to Romney starting to get on board today. And I think you're going to continue to hear calls for conservatives to coalesce behind Romney.
Now, in Pennsylvania, you have a situation here where, you know, the home state for Santorum, but his last election wasn't successful there. Could this be the state where Romney potentially puts him away?
Yes, absolutely. That's the best way to think about it. This is really the last stand. And the Romney folks really are looking for a knockout in Pennsylvania. It gives him a shot to go straight for the jugular. And the Romney campaign is debating internally. Do we spend a ton of money in Pennsylvania and bring the race to a climax? Or do we let nature run its course, have finished off Santorum naturally over the next month or two, and start to really focus on Barack Obama?
Is it clear yet whether the primary leaves Mitt Romney bruised and vulnerable or a stronger candidate?
Well, we're in this crucial period where Romney can still define himself, or he can be defined. And the Obama folks yesterday saw the president call out Mitt Romney by name several times during a big speech at the Marriott Boardman Park. And the Obama folks are eager to define him. Right now, because Romney has spent the last few months trying to convince conservatives that he's the most conservative candidate running for president, he's really damaged with independents. His favorability is in the 30s. And Romney really needs to start changing his message or shifting what his emphasis is so that he can appeal to his independents. And a lot of them haven't been paying much attention up until now. Now they're starting to tune in.
All right, let me remind you of the number again. It's 800-510-8255. Your call's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, 33 after the hour, as Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, the circumstance we find ourselves in with those who are running, Mitt Romney, the Republican Party, who's struggling, etc., etc., on the minds of a lot of people listening to the program. 800-510-8255, and keep up with us at Twitter and Facebook. Doug at DougStephan.com is a good way to communicate as well. Here's Richard in Michigan, who I think is a Mitt Romney supporter.
The main reason is I think that he would make the Chinese trade fair because the Chinese are cheating a lot on their trade policies. They're stealing our software. They're undercutting the dollar by not devaluing their currency and things like that. So I think Mitt Romney will really bring back industry to the United States. I think Rick Santorum is damaging the party. He's so far right that it really turns people off in his social issues, I believe. He's so far right that it's damaging the party.
800-510-8255. Is that the way you look at it? Do you think that the party, the Republican Party, is being damaged because of Rick Santorum? The image, the idea that's the core, that's the base, is that any different than some of the lunatic left stuff for the people that support Barack Obama on the other side? The View is one of the television programs monitored, along with all these radio programs. We monitor about a half a dozen television programs that do talk. One of them, these ladies who have pretty good reasons for thinking the way they do, they express themselves well, they're interesting to listen to. Hear the ladies on The View talk about how the party seems to be struggling to rally behind Romney.
but his own party doesn't seem like all that excited about this.
To follow up what you're saying, right. some of the things. The party now says that he does have it.
Right.
He probably should go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I want to follow up on what Whoopi said. I jotted down some of the things. Former Governor George Pataki, former New York governor, he endorsed Mitt in May. Now he says, now Mitt is not a perfect candidate. He has a number of problems. These are his supporters. Days ago, Florida Senator Marco Rubio explained his endorsement. He said, there are a lot of people out there that some of us wish had run for president, but they didn't. I remember, this is from his own party. John Huntsman endorsed him in January. This is my last one. Despite our differences and the space between us on some of the issues, I believe that candidate is Governor Mitt Romney. So it's so lukewarm.
Well, but these are also his competitors, too. Once a competitor, always a competitor. These are men who went neck and neck at times with Huntsman. They were at one time.
When you had to sit there at the playground and you were the last one picked for kickball, and it's like, yeah, we'll pick you. We don't really want you, but we'll pick you. That's what it feels like.
I can tell you that, you know, those are kind of limp endorsements.
Yeah. All right. Again, I call your attention to what happened during the Democrats' succession to the top. Sometimes those two words go together well. 800-510-8255. Discussion about Rick Santorum. Notice not much discussion about Newt Gingrich, other than you may have heard earlier us talking about Gingrich and Santorum maybe getting together. That still doesn't get them very far. It certainly doesn't help the party. This is one of the flaws in the party system, by the way. 800-510-8255. Both Mitt Romney, President Obama, seizing on the Republican House budget and its young architect, Paul Ryan, as a defining issue of the campaign. A lot of people are talking about Ryan as a good vice presidential candidate. You think that would be the case? Who's a good vice presidential candidate? 800-510-8255. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow talks to political analysts Steve Kornacki and John Harwood about Rick Santorum saying he thinks his campaign is going to do better, and that includes Pennsylvania.
Rick Santorum is talking about May, is talking about future contests, and that is in part to say, I'm not leaving, don't call for me to get out of the race. But does he have a point that he might actually do well in May, and that if the race is still seen as being alive then, that Mitt Romney might have some trouble then?
Yeah, and I mean, the question is, if he does, will it add up to anything? I mean, the reason he could have trouble in May is because there has been a resistance to Mitt Romney in this process that has been demographically specific, and it has been persistent. And it basically boils down to this. If you look at a state, if you look at the Republican voting universe in any given state, whether it's a primary or a caucus, if that voting universe is 50% or more composed of evangelical Christians, Mitt Romney has not been able to win it. If it's less than 50% evangelical Christian, he has not managed to lose it yet. So if you look at those two realities, that's pretty much why he's the inevitable nominee. But nothing in Maryland, nothing in the District of Columbia, and nothing in Wisconsin is going to change that, because the number is going to be well under 50 in all those states. But if you heard that list that Rick Santorum rattled off there, North Carolina, West Virginia, Arkansas, you look at those states in May, chances are the Republican universe is in those states substantially over 50% evangelical Christian. So the question is, you know, the nature of the evangelical opposition to Mitt Romney, is that something unique to him? Is it the Mormon factor, some say? Is it because he used to be pro-choice, they don't really trust him on abortion? Whatever you think it is, if that sticks, even if the party treats him as the inevitable nominee, even if Obama treats him as the inevitable nominee, we could have the spectacle of going through May and into June where the inevitable nominee loses 6, 7, 8, 9 states, something like that.
Is the Romney campaign worried about that, or would they be right to worry about that? Is their prime interest right now in locking it up, making the other candidates go away? Do they think that the continued presence of Rick Santorum is doing them any harm?
Yes, because they want to focus on the general election. President Obama gave a very forceful speech today attacking the Ryan Romney budget. The Romney campaign knows that they're on track to win. As Steve indicated, yes, can Rick Santorum win primaries in May? Absolutely he can win primaries in May. Can he stop Mitt Romney from getting the nomination? You know, his chances of that are about as good as winning the next lottery. So what Romney's campaign is hoping, that there will be a moment of reflection and reassessment on the part of Rick Santorum, and he may decide not to go to Pennsylvania. It's very hard to imagine that, because I talked to the Santorum campaign this afternoon. They said, you're going to hear a battle cry for Pennsylvania. He thinks that would be an event, even if he loses everything else on April the 24th, that would kickstart him going into these more favorable states in May.
800-510-8255. Who agrees or disagrees with the conclusions coming from the left of center MSNBC versus the right of center Fox News? We hear every day from those channels usually because they're very political, and some of the stuff on CNN and usually the NBC and ABC and CBS stuff doesn't apply unless it's on the weekend or after the weekend. Meanwhile, back at the callers at 800-510-8255, Monica in Florida thinking out loud for us.
I think right now this is not the time for him, but I think that they're looking for a moderate, and they found it in Romney. Now, I'm an independent, and I don't think he would beat the president. I don't think Romney would be the president, but right now that's what people are looking for, a moderate. But I think 2016 would be his time, and he can go up against maybe Hillary Clinton or somebody, but Romney couldn't come back in 2016 and beat Hillary because it's like two Democrats.
All right, so that's obviously a suggestion for Monica that it's not now time for Rick Santorum. And you think he's just warming things up for 2016? If he doesn't change his stripes, if he were elected president, wow. Phew. that's not the America that I know. How about you? 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney openly questioned President Obama's honesty and credibility this week. He accused the president of running a, quote, hide-and-seek campaign replete with lies about Republican policy, Republican proposals, coddling foreign leaders, and a series of election year conversions. And this is just hours after the results came in. This is his probably acknowledgement speech after Wisconsin, Maryland, and District of Columbia. Is he right from the campaign trail to take a shot at the president? The president was taking shots at him. What about that kind of rhetoric? Terrence in Virginia.
I wasn't a supporter of Newt Gingrich until he made all those statements about Obama being a food stamp president. And then after a while, you know, I look at the whole process. And we've been on this campaign for 2 years now. And it seems like no issues have been really discussed. And after, well, Romney's going to win, then we're going to have Obama, Romney, and I don't even think issues going to be discussed then. How about discussing things like capitalism? You know, is capitalism the right thing for this entire system? Because you have people losing their homes, you have jobs going overseas, you have student loan debacle, it's almost $1 trillion, on and on. And the American people are really not really represented by the two-party system.
Wow. Does this guy understand? Well, he's right about the two-party system, but does he understand what our country is all about, really? It's part of the problem that the educational system you're paying for with your tax dollars isn't teaching people about civics. That is, the reason to vote for somebody, what the issues are, what these people think, what they say, what they do, the news media's role in all of this. Are we building a society that's critical, that I don't mean critical in a negative sense, but looks at things and is able to critically understand and think through what the issues are? I'm thinking there are a lot of holes in that system. What are you thinking? 800-510-8255. It's 16 before the hour on the Daily Countdown.
While you're trying to find every available reason to be outside this spring, termites are doing the exact opposite. They're trying to worm their way indoors and devour your walls and floors. According to the National Pest Management Association, termites have an insatiable appetite for cellulose found in wood and eat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They cause serious and costly damage and can compromise the structural stability of a home. NPMA advises homeowners to have their homes inspected annually, especially if they've noticed swarmers. Swarmers are winged termites that arrive in early spring. eagerly looking to set up a new colony. Although they appear similar to flying ants, it's important that homeowners do not mistake the two species. If left untreated, termite infestations can quickly damage homes. If you suspect you have an infestation, contact a licensed pest professional. Learn more at www.pestworld.org.
Come on. Most kids resent a dad who's constantly pushing them.
Let's go.
But not Rick Hoyt.
We can do this.
For years, Rick has been pushed, pulled, and carried by his dad, and he loves it.
Here they come.
That's because Rick, a wheelchair quadriplegic since birth, and his father, Dick, together have competed in over 65 marathons. So when you see Dick Hoyt pushing his son around, you're witnessing extraordinary devotion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255, the connection here. 3 weeks before the Republican primary in Pennsylvania, there's a state poll out that suggests Mitt Romney is leading Rick Santorum in his state, Santorum State, by 5 points. What do you think, those of you who live in Pennsylvania? Santorum trailing Romney by hundreds of delegates, acknowledging that Pennsylvania is a must-win for his campaign. So here's the breakdown. Mitt Romney has 42% support from likely Republican voters in the primary. Rick Santorum, 37. Ron Paul, 9. Newt Gingrich, 6. What say you about that? Deborah, in Alabama, you're not happy.
I find myself in a predicament. I will probably have to vote for Mitt Romney if he's the candidate. We have no choice. The representation that Barack Obama has given us is just not helped the American people at all. Many of the decisions he's made have hurt us, and we just can't go on like this anymore. We can't take another 4 years of him. I support Newt Gingrich mainly because of his passion for the Constitution of the United States. His ideas seem to fit what America is all about. I cannot hold a person, you know, in judgment of their personal life. They took that away from us. The Democrats took that away from us when they allowed Clinton to continue in office like he did with his behavior. So I don't look at people's personal lives like some people have done, and I look at what they are possibly able to accomplish, the ideas that they have for this country, and I do not see anything that Barack Obama is doing that would help America. He is the worst president I've ever seen in my life. Choices that he's making. He spoke terribly about the Supreme Court the other day. I don't understand how he thinks that's going to put a feather in his cap to, just about slander the representatives to the Supreme Court. I just don't see that, his ideas are as if he's a dictator. I wish that there was some way that someone other than Romney could run, because I believe the Democrats have pushed Romney as the main candidate because they don't believe he can beat Barack Obama. And I question it too. I question whether he could beat him.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is here with us on the countdown with an overview of things from his perspective as a very important PR person. He runs LCO Online, lcoonline.com, celebrating over 30 years in business, helping a lot of the most well-known people in public relations terms, the stars, the PR people that handle... I meant to ask you this a while back, and I'm sort of distracted by it. How often do you find a politician calling a PR firm looking for representation? Or, we expect it from so-called stars, entertainers, but who else uses services of a company like yours?
Corporate heads, movie and TV stars, politicians, sports heroes, everybody.
Really?
Yeah, and authors.
Mostly when they get into trouble, though, they come to you, right?
No, not at all. Fame is a currency in America. And when people are seeking public support, whether it be for a business or a political campaign or a movie opening, they recognize that the media is an indispensable element to getting that public support.
Yeah. All right. Well, they get it, and you get it. They pay you, but the media falls into it, following it as if oftentimes it were a news story, and then they don't get paid for running information. That's where a lot of people stumble: infomercials and stories that are paid for in newscasts, that or placement, product placement in movies, like the new James Bond movie is no longer one being filmed now. His drink of choice is going to be Heineken because they paid for products. No more martinis stirred, not shaken. It's Heineken because they paid to be in the movie.
$45 million.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, it's a significant amount of money, buddy.
Yeah, it sure is. My heavens, yeah. I had no idea it was that kind of dough.
Yep.
So, but you see it everywhere. That's the new, and so they have to, it is in a sense PR, but they got to pay for it.
Well, in the in our industry, in the media PR industry, we have a saying, advertising is what you pay for, and PR is what you pray for.
I'm trying to remember that. That's good. I like that. Let's work over the news media a little bit. The foibles of the coverage of the Trayvon Martin case bring around our focus again to these people that you're trying to influence, PR people trying to influence to get good stories out of the news media. That's the job. That's part of your job anyway. But in this case, there was no PR person handling Mr. Martin. I suppose maybe Al Sharpton was the PR guy.
Yeah, there are a lot. Listen, you have to, when you're trying to figure these stories out, you have to understand what do the speakers in these particular stories, what do the characters have to gain or benefit from their point of view? Will Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson get paid a lot of money to be rabble-rousers?
Right.
So when you have these kinds of stories and it allows them to shake their fist and spit into the microphone, it increases their speaking fees, it increases their donations.
Who pays for them? Is it just because their speaking fees are then more valuable, or is there someone who's actually paying for them to do this?
Yes, so the system rewards outrageous remarks. Mm-hmm. Because they have an incentive. If I said to any one of your audiences, listen, your pay is going to be doubled next week if you said your working conditions are hellish. If you said something outrageous, we would double your salary. Would you be willing to say something outrageous to double your salary? Of course.
Yeah.
You know, would you be willing to shake your fist in the air and scream around a microphone if we could double your salary? Of course you would. Yeah. Anyone would.
Yeah. So it's not like Keith Olbermann in a sense.
Beware of the black or white statements. We don't know what happened. The president had absolutely no business weighing in on the story. It was as stupid as when he weighed in on the story originally with Henry Skip Gates that led to the beer summit. He had no business, none, weighing in on the story. He wanted to say, oh, well, I'm sorry there was a tragedy, and I hope our Justice Department looks into it, fine. But when he says that kid would look like my son, it implies a certain bias, a certain... Oh, he's supposed to be the president of all people.
Yeah, well, there you go. Michael Levine, who runs LCO Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. Also, check out his news website, lvnealert.com.